Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus calling his disciples is quite a miraculous event. Peter and Andrew, James and John, four fishermen that immediately leave their nets, their boats. For two of them, they leave their father after Jesus speaks with them. You know, I wonder, what did the mothers say after this? Did one of the moms ask, "Are you crazy? How can you be so irresponsible? Or are you really going to leave your dad to take care of the business all by himself?" Did Peter's mother-in-law shout, "How can you do this to my daughter?" Of course, Scripture is silent on all of this. All Matthew says is that they left their nets and followed Jesus. So that must be all that really matters here. But still, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? The men seem to be making a deeply impulsive move that puts everyone who depends on them at risk. The four men had built solid businesses. There were settled lives. There were homes. There were families. Why would they so quickly leave it all behind to follow Jesus? Why would they ever leave the known to follow towards such an unknown? Well, maybe we can see it in our own lives. You have your own way of seeing the world, just the same as I do. You have your own comfort zone, your own settled lives that you live. Yet whenever Jesus calls you to his word, he's calling you to change, to repent, to not be where you were before. Why would you ever leave behind what you know in order to be changed by him? Perhaps because Jesus has done a lot of leaving also. Jesus left his hometown of Nazareth to begin his ministry out of Capernaum. He would not return there again except one time to visit, and we all know that that one didn't go so well. Much more than that, Jesus left his incredibly comfortable, eternally divine home where he had perfect fellowship with his Father and Spirit to be conceived in Mary. On a sort of sliding scale, that sounds really crazy. But is it? You see, what were the fishermen really leaving behind? Isaiah calls their land, their Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness. They were among those dwelling in the region of the shadow of death. Maybe everything was not as comfortable as it seemed to be. The people around the disciples surely were not doing well. Various diseases, severe pain, demon-possessed, those paralyzed. Who would not want to leave all that behind? What kind of darkness are we in? What kind of sicknesses prevail among us? You see, no matter how comfortable or settled our lives may appear, we are all living in the region of sin. We chase after other gods that do us and others harm. Mostly because of our sin, we also live daily in the shadow of death. Friday, we had a funeral service here for Jerry Pitch, and there is nothing like a funeral to remind us of suffering, of pain, and the inevitability of our own death. Who would not want to leave all that behind? So you see, it isn't so crazy to follow Jesus. The four fishermen will see it all. They will have front row seats to Jesus' miracles and his healings. Their ears will be the first to hear the glorious words of life that Jesus speaks. but they have not seen it all yet. At the start, they don't know where the finish will be. They don't know where Jesus is taking them. And many times along the way, they think that he's going the wrong direction. They will not know the true joy of following Jesus until they see the resurrected Lord. And we are like them. We hear and see so much from Jesus. We have the whole story written down for us by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, sharing Jesus' ministry of teaching and his healing. We have the cross before us each and every day. We have forgiveness, which started at our baptism and continues to this day. We have his word of mercy that calls us each morning, and we have his sacraments that assure us that we are forgiven. No, we have not seen it all yet either. So we walk by faith like they did, and not by sight. So you see, it's not so crazy to follow Jesus after all, for when we do, we are following the light of the world. Jesus, who calls fishermen to leave their nets and follow him, is the light of the world. His blessed light shines as he heals so many of their sicknesses, and the ultimate sickness he will carry to the darkness of the cross. All that is darkness will be taken to Calvary, for it is there on Good Friday that the light shines the brightest. The light of his compassion for the entire world, and no one who is sick with sin is left out of the loving embrace at the cross. No one, not a single person, for he declares, "It is finished." Because Jesus, the light of the world, God of God and light of light, did not stay dead after he died. Jesus rose from the dead in order that his light of grace may shine throughout the entire world. Those fishermen turned fishers of men were each eyewitnesses to that resurrection light. And this is the end to which Jesus called them to follow. For as witnesses, they proclaim to the world that Jesus is that very light of the world. See, we are here this morning because of them. We have the light of Jesus because their words passed on to us. The very word of God that we hear read this morning. We too follow Jesus immediately today, laying down the sins we confess and being healed in absolution. We follow Jesus immediately when we hear his invitation to come to the waters of baptism and feed at his holy supper that he lays before us. We follow him immediately when we rise tomorrow in his name and be his people in this world. Of all this following, it all had to start somewhere. And Galilee was as good a starting spot as any. It was a place of sorrow, of sickness, and of sin. Yet it's the place that Jesus comes with his call to leave the old and enter the newness of life in him. He has already changed the fishermen by his word. Their lives would never be the same again. They had just entered the kingdom and the reign of Jesus. By the waters of the Sea of Galilee, the beginning is shaped by the end. Jesus knows exactly how he will love these men and how he will love the entire world with his holy life, innocent death, and victorious resurrection. This is where Jesus calls the men to follow. Where you are is the place to begin. No matter where you are, Jesus is here in his word, calling you to follow him, to be forgiven by him, to live in the grace that makes you his. No matter how you feel, Jesus is here in his word to tell you how he feels about you. No matter how sick or healthy you may be, Jesus is here in his word to heal you in your heart and spirit, doing it by his mercy as a sign of his healing that is to come in him forever. You see, it's not crazy to follow Jesus at all. It is our life to be with him, to hear him, to be loved by him, and at last to see him as our risen light forever. Amen.